Today is the 2nd of April, 2017, and you've joined us for the Pineville House Church Fellowship. Before we get started today, I want to just bring people up to speed. We had a good time fellowship again at the Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church this morning. And Michael did another very good message on the purposeful actions of God. And he cited, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, at least 11 different scriptures, and we didn't get there until the second part of the service. So, of course, they were singing. I think we probably got the gist of it. I'm just going to read some of the scriptures that he used: Ezra 6:29, Exodus 12:36, Ezra 7:6, Ezekiel 36:23 through 26, Philippians 2:12-13. Exodus 14:17 through 23, Exodus 15:1 through 27, 2 Samuel 16:10 through 12, John 19:10 through 11, Acts 2:19 through 26, and Acts 4:24 through 28. So you may want to write those scriptures down and do a study on those particular scriptures. Very beneficial. Thank you, Michael. Now, Michael has sent me a couple sermons that I haven't been able to get the time to download. I have to convert the files to get them on sermon audio, so I have to do that, and it's somewhat time consuming. So maybe a little bit later on this evening I can get those to you. I will send you a link once they're on sermon audio, so you'll know that they're available for listening. I want to just plant a seed now. I have mentioned this before. I would be very interested in emails of people that might have an interest. I still would like to see an annual fellowship of all of those who fellowship with us, not only on sermon audio, but as well as talk shoe, and of course including the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Joplin. And Michael has already made the church available, so that anytime we want to have a fellowship, we have a place to worship, adequate kitchen facilities, and of course there are numerous very inexpensive lodgings there in Joplin. And so I would like to plan in advance an annual get together. I know it's a long ways for a lot of people, but you know, if I went to Bandon, Oregon, that'd be a long way for me. And if I went to California, that'd be a long way for me. And so somebody's going to have to do some movement, I guess. But I would invite Kevin McHugh. I would invite Dave Baxter, Walter Stickel, Chris Dernerin, Louise Draves, Lisa. I don't know your last name, Lisa. I would also invite, of course, Toronto. It's a long way for you, Toronto, but I would invite you. I would also invite Edward Henry. And I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. Michael Smith would be there because he's part of Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. And, of course, Lori, and that's his wife and their five children, as well as Loetta and Beth, who are two other members there, Sovereign Grace Baptist, and of course Rosette and Mark, and We would have a nice little group of people that would get together and could fellowship and enjoy each other's company and get to know each other. Andrew Brown from Wichita would be very much welcome. And I hope I'm not missing anyone. If I am, I stand corrected. Also would invite Michael Adams to join us if he wanted to. And I will say this, if there is a sufficient interest, I've had, I'm going to not divulge who it is, but there's been one party that has told me that for those who needed help for lodging, he would definitely help with the lodging for those folks that would travel out here. And I extend the same offer to those that would need help with some help with their lodging expenses, because we're only going to be talking about probably 1 or 2 days lodging. So, and we're only talking about, you know, the people coming in, probably 9 to 10 people at the most. So anyway, that's just something to throw out there. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be having a talk show program. Chris, again, came up with a title that's very apropos. I think we talked with on this once before, either on Hour of Discernment or Nothing But the Truth, on the blood of Christ. But it's something that we can never explore too much. And we know that Christ's blood is effectual for all for whom he died for. And so we're going to be discussing that at length. And so if you have any questions regarding the atonement and the blood of Christ, and maybe questions about the wrong doctrine of universal atonement and the wrong doctrine about the atonement, potentiality of the atonement rather than the effectiveness of the atonement, feel free to post those in the chat room. And I'm going to remind people, I sent everybody a notice that I have emails for. Phone number again is 724-444-7444. 724-444-7444. A lot of fours. The caller ID number is 140414. And of course, if you're calling in as a guest, you need to have a guest ID, and your guest ID you can use is 1 and the pound sign. That will take place tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we'll look forward to coming back together and having fellowship. I think the good Lord's been with us in these times of fellowship. Okay, we're going to get started now. Do we have a selection? The first one is page 51 out of the old school hymnal. And we love this old school hymnal. I'm sure that we have up at the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, they have several different hymnals. They have one by Gatsby. They have another one there that's Sovereign Grace book, and then they have the Primitive Baptist book. Now I just had that, and what did I do with it? What was the first selection? 151. 51, page 51. Whoops, that just fell. There it is. Okay, page 51. 51. This is entitled, To Him Who Did Salvation Bring. Mark, you want to start that? To him who did salvation bring, wake every tuneful power and sing a song of sweetest praise, a song of sweetest praise. His grace diffuses as the rains crown nature, flowery hills and plains, and spread a thousand ways, and spread a thousand ways. We feel redemption drawing near, we soon in glory shall appear, and be forever blessed. And be forever blessed. His promise never can delay. Our Jesus on the appointed day will give his people rest. Will give his people rest. By faith we view him coming down with angels hovering all around. He smiles upon his saints. He smiles upon his saints. He cries aloud in melting strains, I come to save you from your pains, and in your sore complaints, and in your sore complaints. Smiling millions rise and sing, all glory, glory to our King. The grand assize is come. The grand assize is come. You everlasting doors fly wide. The church is glorious as a bride. And Jesus takes her home. And Jesus takes her home. Okay, the next one is taken out of the Psalter, page 60. And it's going to be Psalm 135. Hallelujah, praise the Lord's name. Praise him, servants of the Lord. You that in the Lord's house serve him, on God's courtyard standing guard. Praise the Lord, how good the Lord is. Sing his fame, how sweet it's come. For the Lord has chosen Jacob, Israel, to be his own. Well, I know how great the Lord is. Our Lord is above all gods. For the Lord does what he pleases in all heaven, earth, deeps, and floods. He it is who lifts the vapors from the ends of earth and sea. Who with lightning brings the rain down from his star, the wind sets free. Who slew all of Egypt's firstborn, on you Egypt's wonders sent. Signs to Pharaoh and his servants, who killed kings, their kingdoms rent. Mighty Sion, all gabation. Then the kings of Canaan fell. God their Lord gave to his people, willed it all to Israel. Okay. We're going to sing 414. 414 in the old school hymnal. Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend. Jesus, thou art the sinner's friend. As such I look to thee. Now in the fullness of thy love, O Lord, remember me. Remember thy pure word of grace. Remember Calvary. Remember all thy dying pilgrims, and in remember me. Thou wondrous advocate with God, I yield myself to thee. While thou art sitting on thy throne, O Lord, remember me. I own I guilty, own I'm vile, yet thy salvation's free. Then all thy all abounding grace, O Lord, remember me. However forsaken or distressed, however oppressed I be, however afflicted here on earth, O Lord, remember me. And when I close my eyes in death, and creature help softly, then, O my great Redeemer God, I pray, remember me. Okay, well, let's sing 478. Hopefully I can get some help on this tune, but I like this. It's called Cheering Words. What cheering words are these? Their sweetness who can tell? In time and to eternity, 'tis with the righteous well. It is with the righteous well. It is with the righteous well. In time and to eternity, it is with the righteous well. In every state secure, kept by Jehovah's eye, 'tis well with while a life endures, and well when called to die. 'Tis well when joys arise, 'tis well when sorrows flow, 'tis well when darkness veils the sky and strong temptations blow. 'Tis well when on the mount they feast on dying love, and 'tis as well in God's account when they the furnace prove. 'Tis well when at his throne they wrestle, weep, and pray. 'Tis well when at his feet they groan, yet bring their wants away. It is with the righteous well. It is with the righteous well. In time and to eternity, it is with the righteous well. Well, we're going to complete this part of the service and move to the next part by singing 161. This, of course, is taken from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, How Firm a Foundation. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said? You who unto Jesus for refuge have fled, in every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of it shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, I troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. E'en down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. The soul that on Jesus still leans for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Well, you all would remember Mark in your prayers. He's kind of been under the weather a little bit. Today, and I don't know for sure what all it is, but God knows. And so if you would just remember him, I would appreciate that. Well, I'm going to tonight kind of do a little prelude to the message that you're going to get from Michael probably in a couple weeks or maybe a week from now on the sermon that he did today. And I think that will be an interesting study. We spend just a little bit of time going through and talking about some of the things that he pointed out in the message today. You know, we have really been deceived by the church for many, many years. People have so changed the Word of God and what the Word of God teaches. It's pretty amazing, you know. So I've said before, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I was 37 before God started revealing the truth of his word to me, and I really had to cast off almost everything that I was taught as a child and as a young adult, as a teenager and as a young adult. I had to just pretty much throw it off. And, you know, Michael brought up a good point. You know, he said, I'm not seminary taught. I'm not educated. I'm not in a club, so to speak. I just go by the Word of God. And there used to be broadcasts that would say, let the Bible speak, or back to the Bible. The problem is, they were not going back to the Bible, were they? They weren't letting the Bible speak. They were letting men speak. I'm not going to go into all of these 27 different verses that Michael went into. What I'm going to do is talk tonight about the substance of what Michael was conveying in his message, and that is that God is intricately involved in purposeful actions and everything that goes on in the world. When Ezra decided, you know, when God told Ezra to rebuild the walls and so on, you can reference this in Ezra 6:29 and Ezra 7:6. God is the one that instructed Ezra to do it, and God caused the people to be willing to participate in that. When God told Moses to go into Egypt and to deliver Israel out of the bondage of the Egyptians, God is the one that put it in the hearts of the Egyptians, soften their hearts to give to the Israelites everything they needed for their journey. And it says that they spoiled the Egyptians. And you can see that, of course, in Exodus 12:36. God is the one that softened the hearts of the Egyptians. And then also we see further on that God is the one that hardened the Egyptians' hearts against Israelites after they had fled, because we recall that God had slain all their firstborn, and none of the Israelites' firstborn were slain. And now they're walking across on dry ground, and Pharaoh's heart is hardened again by God, and he proceeds after the Israelites, and his people proceed with him after them through the Red Sea. And we know that God's the one that caused them to harden Pharaoh's heart and the Egyptians' heart. And of course, he folded the waters right over on the top of them and killed them all. You know, we see also that in 2 Samuel, David is, let's just go to that, 2 Samuel 16:10. Go to that real quickly. Second Samuel 16:10. We read in verse 10, "The king said, 'What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zebulun? So let him curse, because the Lord has said unto him, Curse David. Who shall then say, Wherefore hast thou done so?' And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, 'Behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him.'" Well, notice that it originated from the Lord. This person that was cursing the king was cursing David. We also know that in John 19, the 19th chapter of John, go to that real quickly, 19th chapter of John. Beginning with verse 10 of that chapter. "Then said Pilate unto him," speaking about Jesus, "Bespeakest thou not unto me? Knowest not that I have power to crucify and have power to release thee?" Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin." This is showing that God has power over all things, including he had power over Pilate. Pilate and Pilate's wife both recognized that he was innocent. But Pilate ended up delivering Jesus Christ into their hands, didn't he? And we also know that in Acts, both the second chapter of Acts 19 through 26 and Acts 4:24 through 28, that we're told by the determinate counsel of God, "Ye by wicked hands have taken and crucified." And so God was sovereign over the crucifixion of his own son, you know. He was slain from the foundation of the world. And so what can we learn from these things? That when men try to say that God doesn't have a hand in all things, when they try to say that he is just involved in the good things, he has nothing to do with the evil things that transpire, it's just not biblical. God purposefully hardened Pharaoh's heart. God purposely hardened the Egyptian's heart. God purposely told this man to curse the King David. God purposely caused the people to kill his own son. God is actively involved in all things that transpire in heaven and in earth, and in hell too, by the way. God is active over all of his creation. And there's great rest for us in that, knowing that for us who have been called, for those of us who he has died for, that he's forgiven us of all of our sins. And everything is under the counsel, control, and purposes of God. God is purposeful in all things. His actions are not without purpose. Everything that he does, God has a purpose in it. That's why we can see in Ephesians, it says that he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So that's what we wanted to share tonight. Let us remember that. He's over all good kings. He's over all evil kings. He's over Obama. He's over Trump. He's over the Masons. He's over the Illuminati. He's over the Jews. He's over the Gentiles. He's over Europe. He's over Canada. He's over China, Russia, the Philippines, Japan, Korea, Africa, New Zealand, Pakistan, Australia, South America. And he's over every vocation. He's over every marriage, over every divorce. God has purposeful actions in all things. So let us not forget this. Do we have a final selection? What? Okay. My Psalter. I need my Psalter. Okay. Page 147. Page 38, Psalm 47a. All people, clap your hands for joy to God, in triumph shout. For awesome is the Lord Most High, the King is great throughout. He brings the peoples under us in mastery complete, and he it is who nations all subdue beneath our feet. The Lamb of our inheritance he chooses out for us, and nigh to us the glory gives of Jacob, whom he loves. God is ascended with a shout, the Lord with trumpeting. Sing praises unto God, sing praises to the King. For God is King of all the earth, sing praise with notes of me. God rules the nations, God sits on his throne of holiness. Assemble men of Abram's God, come people, princes, I. The shields of earth belong to God, he is exalted high. Okay, let's sing this last song, which is 436 out of the Old School Hymnal. I will sing the wondrous story. And if you hear snoring in the background, it's Mark. He's totally conked out on us. So I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that was astray. Threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrow's paths I often tread. But the Savior still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ, who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Well, again, we look forward to having you join us tomorrow night for the Talk Shoe Fellowship. It's going to be on the blood of Christ. And God be with you all. God bless.